Continuing a community connection this morning, I get a little bit of opportunity to talk about an upcoming event. No, it's not Election Day. We're talking about something else entirely. Dory and Tina in to talk about the K1 Station Auction. We've been doing this for about 21 years now here, Dory.
Yes, we have, Charlie. It's always a fun summer event that we look forward to. And so basically our whole point this morning is just to make sure people get it on our calendar. July 28th, the last Saturday in July, we'll be out at the fairgrounds in Dewey and have our annual radio auction. Brand new merchandise, gift certificates, lots of gift certificates. And I've started shopping, got some great items too. And so we just encourage people to mark your calendars and plan on joining us. The one change this year is we're moving it up an hour. It usually started at 10 o'clock. We're going to try starting at 9 o'clock this year.
Okay.
So as you mark your calendar, put 9 a.m. on it. And if you want to come early and look through all the merchandise and the gift certificates and that type of thing, 8 o'clock is when the doors open.
So you can get in early for an hour and look things over, touch the merchandise, whether it's that, I don't know what it is. We always have a mattress from Edna Factory.
We do. We're going to have that queen-size mattress set from Edna Mattress Factory. We're going to have golf and Adams Golf Course and Nawata Golf Course. We're going to have sod from Interstate or Enterprise Sod. You know, we'll have some of those usual things. One of the big things that we've already got, Roman's Outdoor Power. We're going to have a Cub Cadet self-propelled walk-behind lawnmower.
What a great idea.
That's a good thing. We'll have sunglasses again from Quality Vision, candles and gifts from Keep Kate Candles, jewelry from Riddles Jewelry, chemicals again from Blue Stem Aerial. Some of the typical things that we usually have, we're going to have again.
Branson shows and food.
Oh, yeah. We've got, and Eureka Springs, too.
Okay.
Some things from there. We've got Whitewater Bay and Frontier City in Oklahoma City. So, yeah, a lot of fun things going to be going on. And Tina's starting to get the promotion together for it, too. And so we're geared up for it and excited for it.
Well, Tina, I'll bet that means there's room for a lot more businesses yet to get involved.
There is, and we got a new one yesterday out of Dallas.
Okay.
The Crayola Experience.
Really?
And
a pack of 64?
No, this place is amazing. I looked it up yesterday. It's the CrayolaExperience.com, and you can go in and make your own crayon and label it whatever you want. On the website, it shows a little boy naming it Cooper after himself, and it is the coolest thing. It's a very good
interaction. This sounds like a grandbaby trip that you need to take to Dallas.
I think Palmer would appreciate some crayons or something like that. Yeah.
She could name it Palmer.
She could do that. Yeah.
So we encourage everybody to go ahead and mark your calendars. But also, if you're a business and you'd like us to come and purchase brand new merchandise or purchase gift certificates from your business, give us a call here at the station. Tina and I'd love to come shop.
Working on all the details, it's not hard.
You know? No. It's just talk to one of our sales staff. Basically, you buy a certain advertising package and we come in and buy products from you. So it's a win for the business because we shop from them. It's a win for our listeners because at this auction, you set the price of what you want to pay. We guarantee that you can't pay more than 80% of the retail price, but it's an auction. A lot of things go for 40, 30, 50, 60%. It's an auction.
I have seen some great buys over the years. I mean, some of them, it's a steal almost, you know?
Yes, it is. And then there's others that, you know, it's a hot item that you've got a couple people who want it, and it's an auction, and they're going back and forth between, and then all of a sudden they hit that 80%. It's like, oh, you mean it's done? Yes, we you can't pay more than that amount.
We'd like for you to bid more, but we set the rules already.
We set the rules, and that's it. So we have a whole lot of fun with it. You know, we do have a group of people who come every year to it because we just look forward to seeing them, and the staff is there. We have a great time with people. So come on out and join us.
But I get a question after it's over. Well, what's going on? How does it all work? And, I mean, it's simple. All you do is show up and buy what you want.
Right. And the numbers are free. It doesn't cost anything to get a number. We'll have free door prizes along the way, too. So just by being there, you have a chance to win a lot of great door prizes as well. So July 28th, we're all looking forward to it, and the election will be over. We might be gearing for a runoff, but we'll see what happens.
We will be about a month away from the runoff election, but we can set politics aside for a couple of hours. Well, maybe let's say 3 or 4 hours and buy some great stuff.
And have fun on a Saturday morning. So I hope people join us. Again, it's in Dewey. We always do it there at the Washington County Fairgrounds. It's a great place to meet and do it, and we just have a whole lot of fun.
Pam invites everybody to come in and be comfortable in the air conditioning. regardless of the weather outside.
And actually, Pam is retiring. She's moving on to another county job. And so we've loved working with her, but we're going to have someone new to work with.
Well, new people are always good,
exactly.
too. Exactly. Well, brand new merchandise, that's the theme on this one. It is items that Dory has picked up off the shelf or off the showroom floor, wherever it might have been, depending on how heavy and how big it is, or maybe that lawnmower might have been outside. I don't know. But anyway, it's good stuff. It's brand new merchandise, and everybody gets a bargain.
Yeah, and again, gift certificates too. Everything from food at restaurants to laundry and dry cleaning to all the different attractions at different places. Like I said, sod. There'll be actually some interesting ones too that we've got that just sneak peek. Just take a look at the advertising. Listen on to the promos. We've got some fun things coming up.
And typically we have some pictures later on the website and that sort of thing.
We will. Watch BartlesvilleRadio.com. Tina will be putting pictures up of all the items and listing the gift certificates as well.
Businesses, if you have not been contacted by a member of our staff, you pick up the phone and give us a call.
Give us a call. Join us.
Sounds like it's going to be a big deal. What's the date and time again on this one?
July 28th, 9 a.m., Washington County Fairgrounds.
Last Saturday in July.
Last Saturday in July. That's every year we do it that way, and it works out great. So it's kind of a nice way that if people want to go to Branson or something like that, they can get some tickets and still do a last summer vacation with their family or go in the fall when the leaves are changing and enjoy some of the sights of Branson.
Sometimes you've got tickets specifically for some Christmas shows. So it kind of
we
works.
Do, yeah.
Well, it's going to be a fun day, and you are invited. This is your first invitation this year for the K1 auction. Again, it's the last Saturday in July, 1 hour earlier than usual. The bidding starts at 9 o'clock, so you can show up at 8, look at everything that's for sale.
And Auctions by Mary will be our auctioneer again, so people know and love them. Pam Ellington does a great job, and so they'll be with us again.
Okay, that's Community Connection this morning on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1. Community Connection brought to you this morning by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center and by Tallgrass Motors.
I'm Wayne Bridenstine, father of former Congressman Jim Bridenstine. My son...